Hello, and welcome to the World Transformation Movement's Transformation Affirmation Series. I'm Tim McCartney Snape, and this is Transformation Affirmation 7, Tony Gowing's Transformation. What Tony will be describing here, and others will be describing throughout this Transformation Affirmation Series, is their particular experience of the exhilaration and wonder of being transformed to a state free of the human condition. To best appreciate this presentation, I would urge you to listen to the podcast of Prue Westbrook's affirmation, which is Transformation Affirmation 1, or read the written version of this affirmation, if you haven't already, because they begin with a very good summary by biologist Jeremy Griffith on how understanding the human condition finally allows the whole human race to be transformed from a horrible human condition-stricken existence to a fabulous life free of all the agony of that state. I would also urge you to watch the video of Tony, because early in his affirmation, you will hear him refer to Jeremy's drawing titled Humanity's Situation, The Sunshine Highway to Freedom, The Abyss of Depression, Our Cave-like Dead Existence and the Spiraling Pit of Terminal Alienation, from paragraph 1241 of Freedom, which really is best seen. You'll recall Prue Westbrook also referred to this drawing in the first transformation affirmation. All right, so here's Tony's transformation affirmation.
My name's Tony Gowing, and I just want to tell you about my experience with the explanation of the human condition that Jeremy's just put forward, and how it's transformed my life to the most wonderful, meaningful, free, enthralled state imaginable. Where before I was wandering around in a superficial, selfish, confused, ignorant, insecure, egocentric madness, today I'm walking around in an effectively free, secure, meaningful, transforming of the world happiness. A liberated from the human condition, transformed life force, working on the most important project in the World Transformation Movement. This picture that Jeremy's just been talking about to me encapsulates everything that is in front of us now, that that the human condition is solved and that it can be fully acknowledged and can be fully explained. The thing about Jeremy's explanation of the human condition is that it's science, it's information. It gets to the bottom of all human affairs. It opens up a completely new paradigm. So everything needs to be re-explained based on this new ability to be honest about ourselves and about the way we live. And so it does take a while to be able to get your head around it and to understand this whole new paradigm based on this new honesty. I honestly spent about 10 years knowing this information was true and still trying to ignore it. So there is a lot, and Jeremy's talked a lot about us living here and living in denial and living in that upset. And there is a lot to do with overcoming and coming out, being free of that denial, being free of that dead state. And that's what we can now do with this information. And this transformation process that I've taken, which has transformed my life, basically it's come down to two main discoveries, and these main discoveries or realizations that I've had that brings me out of this and across over to here, together liberated and transformed my life to the most incredible freedom and excited filled world where I can live now. I'm part of the World Transformation Movement that's going to change the world from a superficial, dead, dark, alienated, depressing, selfish, destructive, uncaring place that it is now, to a world full of humans liberated from the human condition, transformed into empowered, arms raised in glorious freedom, sun-drenched with liberating, protecting knowledge, transfigured life forces. And it's the two realizations that I made that I want to tell you about. And the first realization, it sort of comes in two halves. But that first realization was that what Jeremy's talking about is actually true. And it does get to the bottom of everything. I've understood it, I've applied it to my life. I've applied it to the world around me. And I know that it makes sense of absolutely anything and everything. It's just unbelievably exciting to be able to start understanding what the hell is going on in the world. It just makes sense of everything. Like I said, it opens up a whole new paradigm, a whole new world that you didn't know existed. You can't coming out of this cave and finally seeing what is around you, what is actually going on in the world outside all this dark place that you've always lived in. And so once you start to understand everything, then there's a lot of very exciting realizations that start to take place. You know, where before I thought the world was simply unchangeable, that you just had to battle on and live through all the horrors and terrors and hardships and unfairness that the world is, now I know that there is answers to every single question that I've ever wanted to know about the world and answers to all the problems on the planet. Peace on Earth is now really a true prospect. It can happen. It's not just some idealistic, left-wing, hippie feel-good sentiment. We can finally acknowledge the integrative meaning, the true meaning of life, and which is the driving force behind everything on this planet. All our bullshit, our egocentric, our selfish, our superficial, fake, feel-good crap that we all go on with and we all hate in ourselves and we hate in everybody else can now end. We can finally live real lives. We can live lives based on real meaning for the first time ever. There is this world that you can finally see and be part of. It's a sun-drenched world, a real world, a true world, our soul's world. That is loving and sensitive and cooperative and peaceful and uplifting and secure. And we've not been able to acknowledge this or see this for the last 2 million years. In fact, we've had to deny it and attack it. But with this understanding of ourselves, we can see this world. We can be part of it. It's right here. It's all around us. And it's what we've dreamed of. It's what we dreamed of as children. It's what the children are dreaming of now. And it's what we pleaded for in the middle of the night when all our terrors are stabbing at us. So the bottom line for me is that I know through personal experience and applying it to the world and myself that this understanding does in fact solve the human condition, which, like Jeremy said, is the most terrible affliction imaginable and has been the suicidally depressing underlying issue in all human affairs for the last 2 million years. And it is this liberating understanding that allows a reconciliation of our loving, happy, sensitive, soulful, selfless, cooperative side of ourselves with our dark, mean, angry, confused and depressed side of ourselves for the first time since consciousness developed, and allows this world transformation to take place, and allows this transformation to take place in myself. This is honestly the biggest thing that has happened on the face of this planet in the last 4.5 billion years. Second part of I know it's true is finally being able to get to the bottom of what's going on in myself. I can finally see, just through understanding the basic Adam Stork story that Jeremy's obviously explained, finally understand the upset behaviour that has resulted from living under the duress of the human condition and the reasons for it, and I can finally rest assured that it is all explained and defended. I can see all the upset and the preoccupation that I have in myself and the selfish madness that I've taken up to deal with the human condition. I can just start to see a glimpse of the pain that is underlying all my behaviour and that is causing all that madness and selfishness. I can see it all fits together. The human condition, my pain, my behaviour and all the reasons for it, it makes so much sense. It's so relieving to know what the hell has been going on. But the more you look into it and the more I can see the selfishness in the world and I can see the selfish and madness in myself. We are so mad. We are completely 100% selfish and dedicated to proving our worth. We've had to be to survive. But nonetheless, seeing that meanness that we are capable of is just so immense and it's horrendous. I just look at myself before I came across this. I was dedicated to making myself feel better, to beat off any of that underlying terror inside myself from my childhood. I've been dedicated to winning and building a whole long list of self-accolades and proving I am a worthy human being. I didn't care about anyone else, really. I just cared about how things panned out for me and proving myself and staving off any suggestion that I was bad. Our selfish human condition affected strategies are so deep and so entrenched that we just can't see them until they're pointed out to us. And even then, we can't bear to look. I've strategized the way I walk, the way I talk, the way I dress, the way I roll my sleeves up, the way where I live, the job I have, everything. It's all rolled into an intricate show the world how good I am, proving I'm good and not bad. That's how all humans have been living under the duress of the human condition. And that's how you're living right now until you've taken up this transformed life force. The more I look at myself with this information at hand, the more I can see the extent of my falseness. But seriously, that's not what this explanation is about. That selfishness is the truth about where we've been living and unable to explain ourselves in the face of the human condition. But now we can explain and defend ourselves, everything changes. We don't have to live like that anymore. This transformation movement is all about freedom. Freedom from the human condition and the inability to explain and defend our upset. It is the freedom that's available to us now. And that's the way that we can live. And that leads me to the second realization. And this is the major freedom. Because if this does solve all the problems on the planet, if this does stop all the suffering, if this can end all the terrible atrocities that are occurring on this planet, then I realise that all I have to do is support it. It's that simple. All I need to do is join the World Transformation Movement on the Sunshine Highway to a world in sunshine. I can just pack up all my baggage, all the mess of the human condition, afflicted, self-preoccupied state, and leave all that mess and dysfunction. It's all been taken care of by this explanation of ourselves. My worth is no longer in question. I just support this massively exciting movement that will change the world to the most exciting world that I could ever dream of. I don't have to go into any of my pain or dysfunction. I don't have to think about it, recriminate about it, or try and work it out. I've studied this information. I know that it's true, and I know that it sorts all those problems out. All I'm interested in is getting this information, this understanding of ourselves, to a fresh generation, so they don't have to grow up in the depression and darkness that I had to and we had to. I just leave all that strategy of must win, show the world I'm a legend, prove that I'm good and not bad behind. All of that stuff is just a ridiculous waste of time. That behaviour is just a redundant pile of shit now. And that's the point. That's the moment. When you finally see the full redundancy of everything that you are doing, when you see that it's all over, when you see that it's mad, when you see that you don't have to live like that anymore, when you don't have to live that tiring state anymore, that you can finally start to see the truth in the world. You can finally start to see outside that self-preoccupation bubble of madness that you live in. It's like the scales falling off your eyes. It's like seeing the world honestly for the first time since your childhood. It's waking up from a nightmare. It's like 100 tons being lifted off your shoulders. It's like Jeremy said, it's a near-death experience. It's not giving up or being weak, leaving all this baggage behind. It's just taking the next step in humanity's journey. It used to be the way we had to live, to be self-preoccupied and egocentric. But now this information has come to light, everything can change. The relief and excitement and pure joy in the anticipation for the future that will be fully free of this human condition is simply incredible. And like I said at the start, one minute I'm walking around and prove myself dark, denial-ridden, human condition afflicted state, and the next I'm walking around in a completely liberated from the human condition position, supporting the most amazing, exciting, awe-inspiring job imaginable. You think about it. If this information and explanation of the human condition that Jeremy's put forward does stop all the suffering, it does stop all, does end all the problems on the planet, and does everything we're saying it is, then doing anything other than supporting this world transformation movement is absolutely meaningless. It means absolutely nothing. All that bullshit that we carry on with and swanning around and trying to prove ourselves and getting wins is all just a waste of time now. Nothing else has any importance until all the world's occupants have this understanding of themselves and their surroundings. So all you got to do is grab your mates and join the world transformation movement and liberate yourself from the human condition and give up on all that totally redundant, human condition afflicted, tiring, selfish behaviour and change the world into the most exciting place you've ever dreamed of. I know this might sound a bit superficial or obvious after talking about solving the human condition, but being able to solve all the world's problems can only start once we've all taken up this transformation into liberated life forces. The environmental movement simply cannot save the environment until we have made this transformation. All the starving in Africa and around the world cannot stop until everybody has made this transformation. The greed and the meanness that is shown by the large corporations and that we've all talked about in the financial crisis and is in all of us cannot stop until this transformation has occurred. We cannot solve obesity or drug or alcohol epidemics until we've made this transformation. The power of what is coming as all humans realise that they are free of the human condition and are able to make this transformation and leave all the mess and all the suffering of the human condition behind and live in a world of freedom is so incredible that it will let nothing stop it in its path. It will blow through the world to every corner of it like a cool, fresh, relieving breeze. And finally, our world can finally be free of the human condition through this breakthrough, compassionate, biological understanding of itself. And all we have to do to make sure this happens is to look into it and see that it is true and it does make sense of our condition and our world. And then once we're satisfied that it is true and we simply leave all the mess and dysfunction and the horror of our human condition afflicted states behind in history where they belong, and we simply live for the future where children will not have to die inside themselves as we have had to for the last 2 million years waiting and fighting for this day to arrive.
That was Tony Gowing. You've been listening to Transformation Affirmation 7, which you can read and watch by clicking on the Read Affirmation button on your device or by going to the WTM homepage at www.humancondition.com, where the transformation affirmations can be found alongside the freedom essays. And you can read more of Tony's insights in the transcripts that form the wonderful Transformation Council on our website's transformation page. You can watch Jeremy Griffith present the breakthrough redeeming explanation of the human condition in Freedom Essay 3, or read Chapter 1 of Freedom. And for much more on the transformation made possible by the explanation of the human condition, we recommend you read Part 3 of Transform Your Life and Save the World, or Chapter 9 of Freedom. And please remember that you can become a WTM member and receive personal access to a current WTM member, which will allow you to discuss any aspect of this life-transforming understanding of human existence. I'm Tim McCartney-Snape. Thanks for listening.